newspaper in Long Island produced it. This is Mr. Kevin Langrock.
He is the president. Is this business class yet?
He's asking if you'd like to share.
No.
And this is Mr. Bill. He's a photographer from the newspaper.
Thank you. You know, in books, yes, I have translated that one, though. But I wonder if you could tell me how you came to founding the movement here in the United States.
Yeah, I was ordered by my spiritual master to do this work. On his order, I think I'm studying the reading of this. I came alone. There's no help, no money. How or other.
That is fact.
That is a fact.
Uh-huh.
He landed in New York.
My attraction is his chanting. That's all.
Did you stand on street corners and chant?
Yes, I have no magic. It's like others, they say some, show some magic. I never saw any magic.
No, I understand that. something
spark.
I found this spark. I was chanting, and this boy, Daniel Kenny. First picture was published by the New York Times. Then we started branches in San Francisco, in Montreal, Boston, in Los Angeles.
Did you just chant it in Thompson Park?
Yes, and under the tree. I think that picture was published by the boys. Very good article.
What did you have to offer then when you were chanting in the park and I came up to you and said, what are you doing? Why are you chanting? What's your thing here?
What do you have to offer?
If someone had come up to you while you were chanting and said, why are you doing this? What are you offering? How would you have replied?
Being naturally they came and dragged me and began to dance. Yes. That is the beginning.
But what if they ask you, what is this all about?
This is for spiritual realization. If you chant, then gradually you realize yourself that you are a spiritual being, you are not this body. Then the spiritual life begins. Actually, human life is meant for spiritual realization. And if one does not spiritually realize his identity, then he remains an enemy. That is the difference between animal and man. Man is supposed to be spiritually realized.
How is that spiritual dimension realized?
One has to realize that he is not this body. He is spirit soul. And the spirit soul is within the body. And after annihilation of this body, the spirit soul is transferred to another body. So there are 8,400,000 different forms of life. And we have to transmigrate to any one of these forms. So today I am in American body or Indian body, very comfortably situated. But at the time of death, my particular mentality will transfer me to a particular type of body. Exactly like if a man infects some contagious disease, he has to develop that disease. It is very subtle, material law. Similarly, where we are composed of gross body and subtle body. The gross body is made of this earth, water, air, fire, ether, like this. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, and ego. And the spirit soul is within that outward, gross and subtle body. When the gross body is annihilated, the subtle body, mind, carries the soul to a similar body as you are thinking at the time of death. The example is given just like the flower of a rose garden is carried by the air, or the bad odor of a filthy place is also carried by the air. Similarly, my intelligence carries me to a particular type of body as I was absorbed in thought at the time of death.
What's the ultimate? What is the ultimate?
Ultimately is that you are spirit soul, you are being materially engrossed, you are creating different situations, and you are being transferred to different bodies. That is different situations.
What purpose is what end? What is the final end?
Yes, the final end, unless you spiritually realize, you do not know what is the final end. The final end is that we are part and parcel of God. Somewhere or other, we are in contact with this material atmosphere. Our final aim is to go back to home, back to God. Unless we know this, and we practice how to return back again to God, then we have to remain within this material world, thus migrating from one body to another. Therefore, the human intelligence is meant for understanding the spiritual identity and the goal of life and act about it. That is Krishna consciousness. It is an educational movement to enlighten the people from gross ignorance to the highest enlightenment of spiritual understanding.
Is it an internal educational process or external?
It is internal, but externally, just like externally behavior makes internal inclination. If you associate with some bad company, then internally also you develop bad propensities. And if you associate with good company, then internally you develop good propensities. So internally, externally, they are interrelated. By external behavior, we influence our internal energy. And by internal atmosphere, we get the external body.
I'm trying to find out whether the consciousness lies within us.
Yes, consciousness. Consciousness is the group of that life, sunshine and the sun. Similarly, the soul means consciousness. It is that like sunshine. The soul is very small particle, but it is shining at consciousness.
So we can allow it to fill itself enough.
He wants to know, is this consciousness within us?
Yes. So long the soul is there, the consciousness is there. Not Krishna, immediately Krishna, the consciousness is there. That's right. So long the soul is there, you pinch any part of your body, you'll feel pain. That is consciousness. And when the soul is gone out of the body, to touch the hand, there will be no consciousness.
Did you mean to ask whether the ultimate state of consciousness is within us that has to be brought out?
The consciousness is already there.
He meant the dormant Krishna consciousness. Is that?
So that is original consciousness.
So that is within us, and it needs to be brought out.
Oh yes.
Okay, now how is that brought out?
So that is brought out by this process.
Okay.
You have to go under some process.
That's
like a man can be made unconscious and again conscious under some process. If you
anesthesia,
he will become unconscious. Then another process you can bring in conscious.
All right, let me ask a rather long question. If a person is, let's assume that all human beings have an innate ability to speak, and depending upon the circumstances they find themselves in when they're first small, they will learn Sanskrit, they will learn English, they will learn French, they will learn Chinese. Now, if I were Chinese, I would say, well, Chinese is the best language, whatever. You know, I can take a different mode on what's the best way to communicate.
No, Chinese.
Now, in terms of your movement, bringing out consciousness, which I would analyze,
analogize
the ability to speak. Now, how is your path or your way different from better than others?
No, better. There is no person of better than others. It is the only thing.
It's the only one.
Only thing. It's not the person of better or superior. Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. So, either you are Chinese or English or American, there is consciousness.
Yes.
When that consciousness is purified, then there is God consciousness.
Yes. Is your way the only way?
Huh?
Is your way?
No, that is only way because God is one.
Yes.
And God consciousness is one. So when you are Chinese consciousness, that is foreign. Or either American consciousness is foreign.
Okay, I was speaking in an analogical way. There are different ways to express oneself. There are different languages one can learn. Similarly, I would think there would be different ways to get to consciousness.
Different ways, maybe. But if you actually come to that consciousness, that different way is approved. Other way, it is bogus.
Other way?
It is bogus.
You judge by the results.
If you come to God consciousness, either through the Christian process, the Chinese process, or Indian process, it doesn't matter. But if you do not come to God consciousness, then you are bogus.
But you can come to God consciousness through a variety.
He says, but you can come to God consciousness by different processes.
The aim is to come to the God consciousness. The means may be different. So that means is justified by the end. If at the end you do not come to God consciousness, then whatever process you are either getting bogus. That is not bona
fide. Works.
If it works, it is bona fide. If it does not work, then it is bogus.
To your mind, is it possible to come to God consciousness through other means?
I say, if it is possible, then it is all right.
Is it possible?
Yes. Is it his boss?
Is it?
That, you have to see that shit.
Maybe, but you have to pay. You have to judge whether he's on the get.
Yeah.
People, whether he's coming to God's consciousness or dog consciousness, the two things are here. Consciousness means when you understand that I am part and parcel of God and servant of God, then it is all that. But if he is thinking that I am servant of God, then it is not proper way.
Your movement's been criticized.
Hmm?
Your movement has been criticized.
How would you criticize?
People who have said that it works against the family, it works against Western society, that.
Yeah, here is a family man. Here is a family man.
I'm sorry.
Here is a family man. I will say, against family. There are so many families here, children. You have seen our class in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
All family members, children, husband, wife, they are present there. How do you say it is against family? Wrong criticism.
Are your followers encouraged?
No, first of all, you take your answer one by one. You say against the family. It is wrong. It is a wrong propaganda. Oh, there are so many families in our society. It is a society. There are family members, there are brahmachari, there are sannyasi, vanaprastha, whatever situation is suitable for you can accept. And in any situation, he can become God conscious. That's a wrong propaganda that we are against family. Here is a wife of a boy. Their family. There are so many families. Why do you say like that we are against family?
Okay.
This is wrong. You should notice, especially that this type of criticism is envious. It is not proper. He is nice, all families, children, husbands, all right. Come on, take us up.
I've been across the airports, out of streets, places like that, by embassies. And I've been told to operate drug centers and number of other things.
Drugs?
He means curing people.
Huh?
Places drugs. Where people will become cured from the bad habit of taking drugs. That's a drug center.
Yes. But people are all free from all that drug disease.
He's saying that he has simply met devotees at airports and other places where they approach him to maybe ask for some contribution to see if he's interested, and they say that they are representing some drug center, something like that. So what's the question?
Well, I mean, they talk to sell this to him. Is that the way to God consciousness, by selling and soliciting?
If you God consciousness, naturally you give up all intoxication habits.
Yeah, but just going out and selling and accosting people on
the street. He's asking how's the best Sankirtana activities relate to God consciousness, the selling of books and collecting of donations.
If I send a book to you, if you read it because you are paid for, then it's a benefit.
But how does it benefit the seller? How does it benefit the person who works on the
sentiment? How does it benefit the person
who is selling the book?
The devotee.
Oh, devotee.
How is he benefited by selling books to others?
He is giving service to Krishna. He's not charging anything. If we appoint some bookseller, you have to pay. But we haven't got to pay. Out of his love for Krishna is dangerous.
If you are men who distribute these books, they do not receive salary.
Like
but that is the sign of love. that is in your material field also. There are so many philosophers, scientists, and artists. They have done out of love for the subject matter, not for planet. That is love.
Aren't they also purified spiritually?
Yes. This spiritual realization means the more you give service to God, you become spiritually purified. In any way.
I mean, I see people selling things. What other practices are there?
Then you stay one day, whole day, and you receive practicals from morning 4 o'clock to night 10 o'clock, how you are engaged in different practices.
You guys at 4?
Huh?
You guys at 4?
In this temple, space we heard. Chant, study.
You go and you go, yeah. Or you have a reflection, you push them out.
Preparing for the morning service.
Yeah, then you can discuss the whole day's program.
Yeah, we'll.
What's the purpose of that, right?
Huh?
What's the purpose of that? Advising the 4:30. Chanting and study.
It is to be expert in spiritual life. Just like in military, there is training. You must have to do this time, this thing, this time, this time. So any training needs regulative life.
What is the most important part?
The most important part is how to become Krishna conscious.
Yeah, the most important.
Practice.
This is practice.
What is the most important
thing? He's asking
whether one
important
technique is more important than another.
You cannot say this is most important, this is less than everything.
But suppose someone cannot live in our temple. Huh? Then we may recommend to him at least chant Hare Krishna in your home.
Yeah.
And take Krishna prasadam. And read the books.
And follow the regulative thing.
And follow as far as possible.
And refrain from sinful life. Yeah, what are the sinful life you can?
No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication.
No books.
No gambling, no meat eating.
We find that these activities disturb the body and the mind. They're not compatible or conducive for spiritual practicing.
Just like a diseased man, if he wants to be cured, there is something twice. Don't do this, don't eat this. Because it is also curing the diseased mind and to bring him in the spiritual platform. So there is something, do something, do not. That's all. That is everywhere.
How you came here 10 years ago, you were, or 11 years ago, you were almost 70 at the time.
Yes.
What have you been doing?
Married on the spouse at the same time.
I was a family man. I retired in 1954. My Guru Maharaj asked me to take this task seriously when I was 25 years old.
You asked me?
25 years old. So, I was at that time family man. So I thought, let me adjust my family affairs. Then I shall take it. So, by doing the adjustment, it took me long years. So I retired at the age of 58. Then I took up seriously. And when I was 70 or so, then I came. Yeah.
Were you a fitness man?
Yes. I was connected with some chemical industry. I was manager in a big chemical industry. Then I started my own business. In this way, I was family.
But at the same time, Srila Prabhupada was always Krishna conscious.
Yes.
He was writing.
And also he was writing transcendental or spiritual books, even at that time.
1944.
It's not that he has adopted a new occupation now. Mm-hmm. He's always been Krishna.
His back to Godhead was started in 1944, when I was still a family man.
He started that in India.
India, yes. He has copied India. Some copy.
The first copy is in the Library of Congress in Washington.
Your family, your blood family, are they Krishna conscious as well?
Not very much. Therefore, I have to leave them and create another family.
How many children do you have?
I've got two daughters and two sons. My wife is also still living.
She is a Krishna conscious?
Not very much. Naturally, women are after worldly opulence.
Was it difficult for you to give up what you've been doing in order to go full time?
Mm-hmm.
Difficult for you to give up what you had been doing and devote full time?
It is a basic system that at a certain age they should give up family connection and completely be whole for God consciousness. In the beginning, 25 years, he should learn from Guru about Krishna consciousness. Then if he is able, he does not become a family man. But if he is unable, or circumstantially, he may become a family man. So he can remain a family man up to 50th year. And then he retires from family life. He travels in holy places with his wife. And sometimes he comes home, and sometimes he goes home. In this way, when he's practiced to give up family attachment, then the wife goes back home for the care of her elderly children, and the man takes some land and he remains alone simply for spreading Krishna. This is Vedic
system. Vedic system means very traditional from ancient India.
Yes. Now, you are not attached to the Vedic system, and here I am.
It is Vedic system.
Okay. Is it better to do it the way you did it, or to start from a very early age?
In other words, some of our members are sannyas at an earlier age.
The purpose is to train a person in brahmachari not to enter into the entanglement of this material life. That is the basic principle is that don't be entangled with this material life. So at the early age, up to 25, he's trained them. If he can, he can continue as brahmachari. He directly can take sannyas. But if he is unable, then let him go by step. Let him become a family, householder life, then the child life. Then, but sannyas at the end, that is compulsory. Not that unless he is shot down by somebody, he is not going to give up family. That is not the reason.
But young men don't tend to be wise. Young men do not generally possess great human wisdom.
No, he's trained now. That's right here. We have got so many young men.
Yes.
Yeah. Trained up. There is no prohibition that a young man cannot become a sannyasi. If he's ill, he can take some rest, come to where he is. But if he's not able, let him enter into household life. And then remain as household life or pick up to 50th year, then retire. Then take some rest. It is not an enforcement, a pleasure, God, but the ultimate end is to become free from all material attachment and completely devote life for Krishna causes. That is the ultimate. Because human life is meant for that purpose, self-realization or spiritual realization. That opportunity must be given to all human beings. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the civilization has no scope for spiritual realization. They lead like other animals, eating, sleeping, mating, everything. They do not know there is another life, spiritual life, and neither there is any education or institution to educate them. Now you are trying.
Is it, how important is it to look after physical life?
Physical life, so you must keep yourself fit to execute Krishna consciousness. It is not our desire that you become sick and you cannot chant. But our purpose is to chant. And we require the physical necessity just to keep ourselves fit, not more than that. Eating is necessary. Without eating, I will die. So we take Krishna prasadam, not in the restaurant or hotel, anything. No. We take nice vegetables, nice food grains, rice, wheat, sugar, milk. All vitamins, full of vitamins. So there is no deficiency of food. Even from food value, it is very nice. So we do not unnecessarily kill animals.
You run farms as well, do you
not? Yes. Yeah.
What do they
eat?
Are they eating farms?
Yes, there are many farms in your country. Just now coming from Nibindavan, so in West Virginia, they are living here. You can go some time and see how independently they are living. And there are other farms, New Orleans, and just now we are going tomorrow.
Pennsylvania.
So we get enough milk. Enough food grains, enough fruits, so there is no economic problem. Our purpose is to save time for unnecessary necessities of life. From unnecessary necessities of life, to save time and utilize the time for developing the support. And so far the body is concerned, as much as it is required, take. And maintain the earth.
Your devotees help looked after them?
Yes.
By whom?
They are instructed in that way. Plain living, I think.
Do you have some, do you have arrangements with hospitals in case somebody gets sick and you watch diet pretty carefully? And
oh, yes. Why not? Yeah. Why not? We take care of the body, but we keep our habits in such a way you don't fall sick very often.
You said before that with respect to achieving Krishna consciousness, the end was most important, that becoming God conscious was the most important thing. Would that ever allow you to, or anyone of the devotees to engage in practices that would be considered unjust or criminal in a broader society?
That is his interest.
In terms of, you know, this is for Krishna, this is for the development of God consciousness.
No, if you are interested in Krishna, you are interested for everyone.
Yes.
And if you are interested for a particular person, society, then you are not interested in Krishna. The example I can give you is like if you supply food to your stomach, then you supply food to your eyes, ears, hands, legs, everything. But if you supply food to your eyes, then you become blind.
He wants to know that would you be justified in doing something that society would consider criminal?
Like say that stealing for Krishna or killing for Krishna.
Okay.
If it is something that is judged by, say, the U.S. government as criminal, would we still do it if it was for Krishna? If we could justify it?
No. We do not do anything
don't break
which is harmful to the society. We do not do it. Not only to the human society, to the animal society, to the tree society, to the aquatic society. We do not do it. We do not support the slaughter.
No.
Support the slaughter, killing the animals. Krishna consciousness means to see every living entity on the same level. Pandita Samadarshan. We are not cruel to anyone. Either he is a man or an animal, a tree or a bird.
So let's take on a positive aspect as well, so that I not only do I not kill animals and I don't kill men, am I obliged, but I'm in the system, am I obliged to act with me?
Yes, supposing if you are coming to kill me, then I must take advantage of killing
myself. I understand that, but
are you also obliged
to
help?
To go beyond,
Are you also obliged to help animals, to help others?
Yes, maintaining animals, giving them food, giving them security of life. In all our farms, the animals are very free.
We're obliged because they're all part and parcel of God.
Yes. What about people?
Only people who come to stay with us. We give you all help. Anyone who comes to our society. We give shelter, we give food, we give inspection, we give dress, everything. Without any condition. So please come and meet with us. But that's a nice building we have taken. Our farms are so nice, you can go and see. We have got 102 centers all over the world. You find they are living very comfortable.
How many centers in the United States?
About 40.
40 or 50 is what
we have. How are those supported? Do they support themselves?
That is Krishna consciousness.
I beg your pardon?
That is Krishna consciousness.
That they support themselves?
Yeah, Krishna supports.
Krishna supports?
Yes. We do not know what we shall eat tomorrow. But we have no insufficiency. Rather, neighbors, they are grudging that these people do not do anything and they live so comfortably.
How does Krishna support them?
I think it's Krishna talking.
He may be through physical things.
Yes, everything belongs to Krishna.
Yes.
So, Krishna is using you. So, see, Krishna declares, give me $3,000. He is giving. Yes, sir. That actually is fact. You said when Mr. Palman came, he gave me a check for $3,000. I never asked him. Yes. So you are immediately depositing for our Vrindavan and Mayapur's scheme. So Krishna sends money. We do not bother that will happen tomorrow. But we are very nice to maintain a Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. And Krishna said, Piha Nitari Vittana Yoga Kreman Bahami Ham. Find out this verse. Ananna Sintayantam Bahami Jigana Padjupasati Piha Nitari Vittana Yoga Kreman Bahami Ham.
Question, what? You are now the leader and the spiritual master. Who will take your place?
That will be personality take, will take my place.
Krishna will tell you that?
Yes.
This is the translation of what the Sanskrit
translation.
You can see the translation. But those who worship me with devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and preserve what they have.
We still have to go out and ask the people.
I'm 80 years old. I think I work more than my young disciples.
It is hard to keep up with Srila Prabhupada.
We are not idle.
We are publishing his book, and sometimes he is ahead of us by 17 volumes.
How do you spend your day? You love our traveling.
Traveling is going on throughout the whole world. And wherever I go, I write books,
translate,
and daytime, I meet devotees,
manage.
You arrange marriages?
Manage.
And they have to ask me, final decision is taken from all over the world. From all over the world, letters are coming. Some problems. Although I have got about 20 secretaries, still they have to consult. I have to give their advice.
In the evening, Srila Prabhupada goes to bed at 10 o'clock and gets up at 11:30 to begin translation.
One and a half hours. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Of course, and the time it takes 2 hours.
No.
So in this way, altogether about 3 to 4 hours. Our philosophy is not that you sit idly and body is saying everything. No, nothing. We know body is saying everything. Still, we work. Without God's sanction, nothing can come. But we must be qualified to receive the favor of God. That is all.
Are you surprised at the way this organization has prospered?
Are you surprised at the way the movement has expanded and prospered in just a few short years?
It is not surprising. It is natural. If you do business in proper way, there will be profit. Similarly, as it is enjoy in this book of knowledge. If you do like that, it will expand, it will prosper. 2 plus 2 = 4. Mathematical calculation. If you make 2 plus 2, it will become 4. It will neither become 3 nor 5. So here it is said, you have read it. One day is engaged 24 hours in my service. So I do work on God. I supply whatever he requires, and I protect whatever he has got. So if you actually serve this God, then everything you want, it will come.
Do you have any questions about our festival coming up this Sunday? You know, we're marching down 5th Avenue. Thanks.
Are you going to march?
Yes, if you're going to participate in the Rakhilatha parade.
This is the parade that it's based on.
This is a photograph of what takes place in India every year. The traditional festival in India.
Yeah.
Bringing it to New York. We've got our permits and everything.
We have already got in San Francisco, in Chicago,
Philadelphia,
in Philadelphia.
I think London.
London.
Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Paris will be getting there also.
This year?
Yes.
First year.
This is our festivals that we've begun in the West based on the one on the front there.
You can take that.
You are participating in it, so you know.
Somewhere, opportunity, I participate. Otherwise, they do it.
In other words, Prabhupada doesn't attend every festival all over the world.
Will you attend the one here in New York?
Yes, I will.
How do you choose? You are responsible for the organization.
Yes.
Are you the one who chooses who runs each center? Responsible.
Our program is to open centers in every year, every town, to provide a Krishna path.
And you choose the leaders, what Krishna does and tells you, how does that work?
No, I have been chosen by my spiritual master.
Yes. And you in turn choose others?
Yes. That is our succession.
On what basis?
Basis is on the order of Krishna. Originally, the order is from Krishna.
How does that come?
Comes by disciple succession. Just like Krishna said this knowledge to Arjuna, and Arjuna said to others, and it is open, everyone can take it. There is no secret. We have to accept on it. The order is already there, it is open. Open secret. There is no secret. Anyone can take it.
All right, but in terms of specific, say, specific things, specific details.
Yes. In all details. How to become Buddha Pansa? There's all details in this book. Bhagavad Gita as it is.
So he's asking what's a man's qualification to be chosen.
In other words, Prabhupada will decide who should be leader if he's qualified. And there's a process for making him qualified, and there's a process for testing to see if he is qualified. So in that way it all comes from Krishna.
Okay. You chose, for example, these fellows here to run the publishing house and to discuss the book.
Yes, right. He's in charge of publication. He's in charge of something else.
On what basis? Can you tell me some things?
Basis just to see whether he's qualified. That's all. Just like ordinarily, a manager is appointed. by the superior authority on the merit and his qualification. Yes, sir.
Okay, it's not, is it a mediated choice or is it a direct communication from Krishna? That's my
question. Oh, he was asking whether we claim that God speaks to us directly.
Yes, God speaks to whom you are qualified. You cannot expect God as order supplier. When he sees that you are qualified, he will speak to you.
God, the spiritual master, is the representative of God, the disciple. He is in direct contact with God.
My spiritual master appointed me to do this. Similarly, I can appoint somebody else. This is
it. It's difficult for people to understand that God can speak to a man. They question, how can God speak to some man?
That is anything that the radio message is coming. A foolish man cannot understand how it is coming.
Yes.
He's seen how it is there, speaking. So any foolish man will be astonished at the intellect. That is foolishness. But God said, find out this verse.
Author? Saivayama Teja?
You? Yeah. But did you want to know me?
To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me.
God is situated in every one's heart. As soon as he sees that he is a qualified person, then he gives him himself.
But in the same way that the personal character provides what he needs, you still must work to achieve whatever Krishna is giving you.
You want what Krishna?
So I
you have to work to get the
next. In the same way, I'm curious with respect to the way Krishna communicates with you, whether it's in a similar kind of way that gives you your necessities.
In other words, when you decide that someone is to be in charge of a particular temple, does Krishna tell you that this person should be in charge?
You, by judging him, say this person is qualified.
Yes. Because the devotee always consults Krishna. Mm-hmm. And it is
hard. So more direct communication.
Yes.
But
and
he was because intelligence, our philosophy is that intelligence comes from Krishna. So if I have something...
Right, your philosophy is that your daily necessities come from Krishna.
Yes, I understand. If, suppose my intelligence sees that this person is qualified. Mm-hmm. That means Krishna has told me. Because
no, not necessarily.
He's the...
Krishna is dead, directly. A devotee always consults Krishna, and Krishna tells him two things. Not figuratively.
Does that apply then to other kinds of decisions and other kinds of activities?
Everything. Because a devotee does not do anything without consulting Krishna.
That applies to a very greatly elevated soul. Right?
That is, therefore, the minor devotee, the concept is spiritual master. That is our process. Jasa prasada bhagavat prasada.
I see. I was trying to explain the minor devotees.
No, I was talking about...
You're talking about the topmost level.
Yes, I see.
That was it for me. Thank you, Connie. Thank
you.
Thank you, Tom.
Give it to that.
Yeah, we're going to take care
of it. John. Thank
you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you.